Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Luke Burbank, in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headley. You know, generally, environmental news, it's not usually happy news.
Not
and
lately.
Here's one very depressing statistic. It's estimated that at least three species go extinct every single hour. Yeah.
Wow.
But, you know, here's some good news, though. It's also true that there's tons and tons of species out there that are, as of yet, undiscovered. And one person that keeps track of it is Quentin Wheeler. He's vice president and dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at Arizona State University. He's also the founding director of the International Institute for Species Exploration. Quentin, you made a list of some of the most interesting species that we've discovered, and I want you to go over some of them. First of all, give me your top pick.
Well, as an entomologist, my favorite is the stick insect, which set a new world record for the longest insect we've ever seen. It's about 22.3 inches in length.
22
How did we not find that earlier?
Long stick insect that's going to send shivers down the spine of everyone. But you also found a pony that was the size of a pea, right?
Well, yeah, a seahorse. And it's the latest discovery among the seahorses, and is just barely over one half of 1 inch.
I can imagine you missing that in the seas
that one makes
off
sense.
The coast of Indonesia. Naturally decaffeinated coffee?
Yes, this was the first naturally decaffeinated species discovered in Central Africa, and you know, the hope is that it may be an extra tool for plant breeders to, you know, perhaps produce naturally decaffeinated rather than having to chemically do that.
Well, though one might argue, what's the point of coffee if it's decaffeinated? Another thing was a very, very bright colored fish that you found off a new coral reef. And first of all, it's great news to hear that there is a new coral reef, but tell me about this fish.
Well, it's really interesting. It's actually named Chromis abyssus, and it was named after a BBC documentary film called Pacific Abyss, which funded the expedition. And a colleague of mine, Rich Pyle, at the Bishop Museum, has really pioneered new diving gear so that he can dive deeper in the corals than anyone has before. And they are just turning up enormous numbers of amazingly diverse and absolutely beautiful fish at those depths.
Quentin Wheeler of Arizona State University, this is it's very interesting to someone like myself who doesn't know much about it, but what's the point of keeping these kind of lists, especially for scientists?
Well, what we're trying to do at the Institute is raise public awareness and appreciation of the biodiversity crisis and the fact that many species are facing extinction and that our knowledge of biodiversity is amazingly thin. Taking insects as a good example is one of the largest known groups. At best, we know maybe a quarter of the living species, and we estimate that means there are at least 3 million additional species of insects awaiting discovery.
The sad thing about that, of course, Quentin Wheeler, is that because of the rate of extinction, there's probably lots of species going extinct that we never even knew anything about. Quentin Wheeler is the vice president and dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences at Arizona State University, founding director of the International Institute for Species Exploration. There's actually 10 species on that list. They're all extremely cool, actually.
The hairspray bacteria?
Yeah, one that they found inside hairspray. You can check out the link at our website, thetakeaway.org. You should go check it out. It's a good read.